T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump is warning Iran to never threaten the U.S. again. And if Iran wants to fight, that will be the end of Iran.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons is on our newsline. Mike, what do you make of this latest rhetoric?
Yeah, and that's very hot, heated. Not sure it's going to be helpful. I thought Donald Trump was playing the good cop in this scenario with Iran, with John Bolton, and really the Secretary of State being kind of the bad cop. When it's coming from the president, we've got to take it seriously. He was immediately trolled by the foreign minister of Iran, Zarif, who, you know, is goaded by the B team. That's really code for the previous administration was the A team. So I think he's got to look for things to make sure that they tone down the rhetoric on all sides, because a slight accident could happen here that could force one side to escalate, and then we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, is it "I'll see you and raise you"? The Iranian news agency is reporting today that Iran is quadrupling its production of low-enriched uranium. Is that a game changer potentially?
Well, that means that they're not abiding by the treaty that they said they would for the rest of the countries that signed to the nuclear treaty. I would say it's a game changer. You can't force us to put a military response to that. That's really all the president has done. We threw an aircraft carrier, so to speak, at a very low intensity conflict potentially right now. So that's going to cause perhaps other nations to get involved. Maybe we can renegotiate the deal. The White House did say they reached out to Iran to try to talk to them, but Iran's trying to keep that upper hand right now.
The thinking is Iran was behind that rocket that was fired at U.S. personnel in the Green Zone in Iraq yesterday. What's the latest on that, Mike?
Yeah, hard to say they were directly behind it. It could be the situation where there's more pressure we have to put on the Iraqi government for supporting those Shia militia groups that would do something like this. I'm sure the Iranians wouldn't be directly involved. They wouldn't want their fingerprints on that. But that's not to say that the Shia groups that they have funded and supported could do that. It was a wild type of missile that landed well outside of any humans. There was nobody hurt, but it's still something that's potentially provocative. And again, you could have the Gulf of Tonkin situation like we had in Vietnam, where we think that we're being fired on. Next thing you know, we're launching cruise missiles into Iran. This is where this whole thing can unravel very quickly. So cooler heads have prevailed, though. We didn't respond to that one rocket attack.
All right. Thank you, Mike. CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.